Well, in a moment, we'll be speaking to a young man from Enniskillen who's recreated one of the BBC's most iconic platforms. But first, here's a brief look back at a phenomenon that started in 1974.
Well, CFAX is able to provide you with news and various other information quicker than just about anything else. And that's because you don't even have to wait for the next news bulletin before you find out what the news is, because it's like a book.
Undoubtedly, the ultimate success of CFAX probably depends on one thing, and that's content appeal.
CFAX, pages and pages of news, sport and the odd bit of fun, all at the click of a somewhat clunky remote control.
Everybody remembers Charivari, and literally we used to look around for unusual stories, quirky stories, and make sure we got those onto CFAX as well as a bit of light relief.
Its audiences peaked in the 1990s when some 20 million viewers claimed they checked the service at least once a week.
When the internet first hit the headlines, and I think every one of us took a deep breath at that point and thought, that's the death knell for CFAX. The days were numbered from that moment on, I suppose, which is very sad.
Now, in the next few hours, the familiar pages of BBC CFAX are about to disappear forever. CFAX is being seen off after 38 years of broadcasting by the switchover from analogue to digital TV.
Well, that report dates from 2012, when CFAX ended. And for those of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s, it was the original information revolution. News, weather forecasts and sport results, all at the click of our TV remote controls.
Well, ultimately, it was overtaken by other digital services and the rise of social media. Northern Ireland was the last part of the UK to lose access to CFAX after the digital takeover.
But one man from Fermanagh has spent the past 6 years building a simulation of the classic text service, taking data from the BBC's current website before broadcasting that text on screen in the iconic original CFAX style, bringing memories of the 80s and 90s back to life. Nathan Dame from Enniskillen, you're very welcome to Evening Extra. We'll also be speaking to CFAX expert and self-proclaimed teletext archaeologist Jason Robertson. But first of all, Nathan, what interested you as, if you're only 20 now, it must have been when you were 14 that you first got interested in recreating CFAX?
Yeah, I would have been about 14 or 15 when I started with all that messing about, I suppose. It was kicked off, really, by there was a competition in school for developing a game, and the prize was a Raspberry Pi, and I won a Raspberry Pi. And that was when I discovered that there was a group of guys online that were had wrote a load of code for producing a teletext service on a Raspberry Pi.
And so you went about creating this. Obviously, Raspberry Pi was the children's computer that was distributed to many children in their classrooms. You don't come across many of them these days. But you went about recreating the whole service, and then you're pulling your raw material from the current BBC website, effectively.
Yeah, exactly. The pages are produced from RSS feeds, which are sort of a machine-readable list of news pages that the BBC publish on their website. So that's read by a load of code, essentially, which generates it into the old-style-looking CFAX page. There's also content taken from the Met Office and a few other places. So there's quite a bit going on there.
Let's bring in Jason now. Jason, just can you set this in context? Context, I should say. How important was CFAX?
Oh, it's very difficult to imagine, isn't it? I mean, when CFAX first started in 1974. Everyone used to watch. We had television, of course, back in those days. They've been going for a long time, but to be able to press a button on a remote and you'd be able to have control of what came on your television would have been remarkable. And it was many people's first encounter with a computer. Really, it was a way of introducing people to the forthcoming information technology revolution.
And Nathan, you spent 6 years working on this. Are you now in a situation where, you know, you can't turn this off? You have to kind of keep it going. Is that your intention?
Well, yeah, I've every intention of keeping it going. Yeah, there are a good few regular users now. I mean, I have a status page that shows me, you know, how many hits it's got today and that kind of thing. And it's way off the rails today. But even on a normal day, there's usually a good 15, 20 people using it per day. So, yeah, I would be definitely planning to keep it going for as long as I can.
And Jason, what do you make of Nathan's website?
Oh, it's a fantastic piece of work, isn't it? To be able to bring CFAX back almost as it was when it left us in 2012. It's remarkable, really, what one person can do.
What is it about CFAX that seems to have captured people's imagination?
Oh, that's a good question. I think because it was people's first encounter with a computer, it was simple. You could block out the screen completely and be immersed in the news. There's no distractions. The very sort of, you know, basic garish colours. You've got very distinctive artwork with teletext as well. I mean, it's very much a sort of a unique medium.
Jason, not everyone remembers CFAX quite so warmly. One of our listeners has texted in, waiting for 12 pages to rotate the football results to get to your team was a crime against humanity.
Yes, there were some very big weights on the pages. I mean, that was one of the disadvantages with CFAX. But, you know, I mean, it was data service of its time, really. It brought information to a lot of people who wouldn't ordinarily have had it.
And Nathan, what are you hoping to do in the future? I mean, can you make a living out of recreating CFAX, or will this be a hobby as you branch out into other technological areas?
No, it's definitely just a hobby. I mean, you could probably try sticking ads on the web page and stuff, but ultimately, I mean, I'm reusing other people's content in a lot of cases, so I don't feel like it would be right to make money off the top of that, even if it is my code. I suppose the main plan, I mean, I'm working in a digital signage company, XCTech Digital, at the moment, so I'll be staying with them for a good few years, I imagine. So,
okay. Well, look, there we must leave it for time purposes. But Nathan Dane and Jason Robertson, thanks very much for joining us.